good though.
Different look, obviously, defensively tonight without Toby in the lineup, and obviously no Ben Sherratt at the morning skates. Is it kind of a by committee thing trying to fill the role that Enstrom plays?
Yeah, I mean, you lose a guy like Toby, you can't replace that. So for the rest of us, we got to help, pick up those minutes and do it by committee, like you say. So can't replace Toby, but as a group, we have to, pick up those minutes and do what we can to, as a group, have a team effort.
How much do you know about this Flames team, and what are you expecting to see tonight?
Well, obviously, they're pretty hot right now, and they're playing good hockey. I think they play a pretty structured game. They play physical, and in our games against them this year, they've played us pretty tough. So for us right now, it's a do-or-die time of the year. We need to be, can't afford to lose too many games right now. And obviously, we know they're coming in hot, so we've got to be ready off the start and, limit our mistakes.
Not that you need any extra incentive because you guys are, but when a team comes in on a roll the way the Flames are, does it add anything extra, that desire to be able to put an end to and be their streak or
them off a bit? I think, obviously, how well they've been playing. So you know they're a confident team, but I think in that situation you just try to limit giving them anything easy, anything sort of freebies off, big errors that kind of a hot team will definitely pounce on. But other than that, we just need to focus on our game and being right for 60 minutes. And it's always a big test when a team's playing well like that.
How are you feeling coming into the game after the battle that it was in the last game for you?
Yeah, feeling good. I mean, that's this time of year, that's what it's all about. It's a lot of fun, and this is the best time of the year to be playing and competing, and so yeah, I feel good.